Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
This your boy Cass, chilling as usual. Oh, see, so we got my girl Janine on the line. Janine, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm chilling, chilling. Liquor store was good.
What's going on, everybody?
What's up? Last but not least, my man, Father Tom. Summer, what's happening, dog?
It's cracking, dog.
Man, you know what? Look, I'm ready to expose some myths, man. What you think?
Go for it.
All right, I
got the first one right here, man. This one for the ladies. All right, ladies, I'm going to tell y'all what the myth is, then I'm going to read the little definition, and y'all tell me if y'all agree or disagree. All right?
Okay.
All right, the first one says size matters. This is their little, whatever you want to call it, their little significance or whatever it's called. It is a universal law that what's bigger has to be better. Do you feel the intensity of your pleasure depends on the size of his organ? Wrong. Only about 4 centimeters of the vaginal canal contains sensory nerves for arousal and orgasms.
Well, now hold on, dog. We gotta get them a chance to answer the question, man.
No, it's all one. It's all one. It's their little definition. It's their
okay.
Little definition. They saying size don't matter.
All right. So now, well, let's ask the ladies. Does size matter?
Yeah. You can come with 4 centimeters if you want to.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
No. What they're saying is your vagina only has 4 centimeters that contains your nerves for orgasm.
I understand that. So what you saying?
What if the four centimeters is in the back?
Wait, both of y'all was talking at the same time.
I was saying, what if the 4 centimeters is in the back?
Right.
Well, apparently it's in the front, according to them.
Shit. They ain't ran across these motherfuckers I didn't see. You get your motherfucking ass out of here.
So both of y'all agree that size matters?
Yes,
that what y'all
does.
Saying?
I didn't say nothing yet.
That was me.
All right, look, so do you agree? Do you think size matters?
Okay, well, size goes two ways. Size goes width and depth. So,
okay.
As soon as, you know what I'm saying, like, what?
You said what now?
Size goes two ways. So, okay, some men are wider than they are longer. Other men are longer than they are wider. So, you know what I'm saying? You have to know what you're doing with what you have. So, I mean, you know, yes
so
and
what if,
no.
So what if he had a 4-inch fat dick?
The stuff going in.
Yeah, little stuff on 38.
Okay, I'm going to have to send him a package. But you get with
I'm not saying, when I say size matter, it does. I'm just saying it matters. I'm not saying you got to be 11 inches, 10 inches, or nothing like that. But your size do matter. Don't nobody want no 4-inch dick. I mean, an average dick is like 7, 8 inches. Some people are okay with that. You know, it just depends. But size do matter to everybody.
Father Tom, where did you get this from? What's the source?
He cared not to reveal his sources.
Ancient Chinese secret.
Oh, okay. Well, if this is not a predominantly black source, then it's irrelevant anyway.
I gotta agree with the lady. 4 inches? God damn. I mean, could you really be proud of yourself if you got a 4-inch dick?
Hey, I'm only reading what the thing say, man. It says 4 centimeters.
I understand what you're saying, though, but we talking now. I'm asking you, did you actually be proud of yourself? Did you actually, well, shit. My hair well groomed down there. Fuck with anything else about.
Hey.
You know what? My buddy, she had a dude, and she said he had the littlest dick in the world, but he was super proud of it, right? She said he'd tell her, like, girl, come on over here and hop on this little dick. You know what I'm saying? He was proud of fuck, so. She said he put it down with his little dick. So shit, I guess it depends on the woman.
I mean, some women say that, you know, it don't matter the size as long as you know how to work it. You know what I'm saying? I've heard that too.
I don't know, man. I think if nothing else, you gotta have some type of girth to it. I mean, you gotta have something to just get in there, man. You go in there like a pencil, chill. We looking at you like, okay, motherfucker.
We're waiting.
Oh, you do got the dick in. Okay, oochie, ouch. There you have it.
All right, moving on along. I guess this one could be for everybody. This is a myth. Love foods, the strawberries, shit like that. Does that shit make you horny when you're eating it before sex?
So you wonder, is it an aphrodisiac?
Basically.
What is it?
So what did you say, strawberries?
Just
strawberries? Yeah, it says love foods or aphrodisiacs will get you tingly. Kicking out on oysters and strawberries can spice up your sex life. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I ain't never had no oysters, so I can't say about oysters. But honestly, to see a woman eat a strawberry, yeah, that turns me on.
Alright, what about the ladies? I mean, if you're sitting back eating a bag of strawberries, do you get horny?
Wow, I feel real. I'll be hungry. I like strawberries.
Oh, man.
However, y'all get horny
right.
Y'all see us eat them, now that's different. And then if you get the touch of me, then that's the only thing I'm horny. So I guess maybe it is true. I don't know.
I mean, no, because my thing is this, the wet like strawberry. I mean, when y'all eat it, it's like y'all lips just suck around the whole strawberry. So it automatically give you a sense of the sense of a dick in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? As far as we concerned, it's like, is that, so that's how her lips are looking around my dick. Okay. Yeah, take another strawberry. Here you go, baby. Let me feed it to you. Ever notice how they try to pull it in and out real slow? Here you go, girl. Here, take that strawberry. I'm serious.
Man, that would be anything round we eat. Popsicle. Pickle.
Pretty much. Pretty much. I mean, shit. You can eat a piece of pizza around me if you eat it right, though. Shit, here we go. Here we go. She teasing me. She teasing me. Okay, well, hold on, Tama. Hold on, Tama. Like, let me ask y'all. Do y'all have any sexual myths that y'all think that we can answer?
Do we have any sexual myths?
Yeah.
Goodness.
Okay. Well, why are you thinking about
guess,
it? I got.
Oh.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say, you know how they say men can tell if you've been with someone else? Do y'all think that's true, or is that a myth?
Me personally, I think it's a myth. I do, unless this motherfucker done stretched her out, just immensely, to the point where it's just like, hello in there. I mean, other than that, I really don't think you can tell. I don't.
What about
you, Father?
You think you can?
I think it's true.
Really?
I think it's true.
Please elaborate, dog. I mean, how could you really tell?
I mean, if you've been having sex with the same person for a while,
right,
and your shit don't fit no more.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it would have to be stretched out immensely. I mean, to the point. I mean, hell, a motherfucker jump in some water, a cap full of that vinegar, you know, that snap that pussy back. And.
Oh, we've been fucking around with that 4-inch dick digger.
There you go.
Or that.
Well, how could you really know?
I just think you can.
He like, whatever, y'all pissing him off now. So let's not talk about it.
I mean, seriously, dog. I mean, honestly, how though? Okay. What if it has been stretched out immensely? So how could you tell then?
I'm saying, man, if we together 2 years,
right?
You ain't mess with nobody. I ain't mess with nobody. 2 years,
right?
My shit should fit like a glove.
Okay, who's to say that it won't once you get out the tub?
Nah, fuck that. My shit don't fit. We got a problem.
What if you were just having a bad day?
Oh my goodness.
What you mean?
You mean what I mean? You ain't never had a bad day. Come on now.
Basically, she's saying, what if you get limp and your dick
right.
don't get hard as it usually do?
Yeah.
Then that's on me. But if this is
okay.
if this is straight up night, you know what I'm saying, everything is right, and I kind of fall in, nah, we got a problem.
But that's what he said. It would have to be somebody who, you know what I'm saying, who got you. You remember, okay, look, it's a picture on Fan City.
Right, and that motherfucker did.
Now, you got to go behind
him.
You don't
go behind him.
Right, you know what I'm saying? You got to go behind that, then yes, I can understand.
Which means that she's seeing somebody else. That's how you know.
Either
okay,
that,
so what if shit don't fit no
you,
more? What if
that, are you, or you that four inch nigga now? Come on now, which way is it?
It doesn't matter which way. If your shit been fitting for 2 years and now all of a sudden it don't fit no more,
okay, we
you fucking around somebody
that.
Else.
We understand, okay, dog, listen to what I'm saying. We understand that concept of it. But What if he's not as endowed as you are? How could you tell then?
Well, you can't then. You can't tell then.
I mean, of course, a motherfucker got it. I mean, if a motherfucker like Gigantor come along, you know what I'm saying? Long Don Silver, I mean, somebody of that nature, shit, then yeah. Shit, Dirk Diggler or some goddamn body. But other than that, no, you can't. Nah, I just don't think you can.
Well, she find a motherfucker that's bigger than me, I can tell then, goddamn it.
My shit
ladies,
don't fit.
Ladies, would you please tell this fool?
I mean,
once y'all jump in that motherfucking tub, it's a wrap. Everything going right back. Man, they got shit in the store where you could just buy to tighten your shit up.
I don't know about all of that, but you know what I'm saying? I think that in order for that to be possible, he had to be banging her out 7 days a week for 3 months before, you know what I'm saying? Or something like that. Excessively. You know what I'm saying? For you to be able to distinguish that.
Oh, hey. All right, I got another one. Mm-hmm. Men think about sex more than women. True or false?
False.
Yeah, that's false.
You think women think about sex more than men?
Shit, if not just as much.
Yeah.
All right, ladies, do you think women think about sex more than men?
Which are the two that you asked? Come on, dog.
I mean, I don't know. I can't really say. I think about sex just as much as men. I don't think one's really more than the other.
I don't either. I think it's like a tie. Well, all right, let's break it down like that. All right, I'm gonna start with you, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
Average day. How many times you think about sex?
You might as well do about the hour.
Can you put a numb on it?
Have I had any today? If I have not had any, it depends on when the last time I had some. Of course, then, therefore, you're going to be thinking about sex everywhere you turn. So, hell, how many? It's 24 hours in a day. So,
from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed.
Last time we checked.
Oh, I can think about sex every hour on the hour. Anything could remind me about sex. Hell, I could be sitting at my computer desk or something at work. You know how you get that little tingle?
Yes, Lord.
Then you got to squeeze your legs together like, oh, God damn.
Oh, shit. Stop that.
All right, liquor store, can you put a numb on it?
I don't know. At minimum, if I had to, all day.
All right, what about you, dog?
What's that? Shit, I don't know, man. Hell, shit, I'm like Adidas. All I do is dream about sex.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, all right, what about this one? Women don't like porn.
Bullshit.
Ladies?
We watch porn sometimes. I think I watch too much porn, so I'm not really, oh, well, like I have to buy it all the time because, you know, I used to work at a place where we sold it. So that's all we saw. Hell, we saw the porn stars, so you know how you just see too much of something and you're just like, oh, okay, yeah, I've seen that, you know?
But I used to
don't know what that feels like.
I mean, it wasn't as deep, but I used to work in a novelty shop where that's all we sold, too. Well, you know what I'm saying? So it was everywhere. And so you do.
You know, all the toys and stuff. You know, because we had to describe the toys. Oh, you want to know how to use the cock ring? Oh, okay, let me just explain it to you. They probably jacking off on the phone. I mean, it was just like a typical thing. And we saw all the porn stars and all their movies and the dolls. And
I used to have a guy that would call, because I worked the last shift, and he would call all the ladies that worked. There was a couple guys that worked there, too, but he would call all the ladies, and usually around the same night, and he would ask them, you know, well, what are you wearing? What, you know what I'm saying? What part of the store are you in? Why are you fucking freaking? You know what I'm saying? Where are you? Are you watching me? You know what I'm saying? Type of stuff like that, but I think he was mostly harmless, but, you know, you never know. He's weirdo. But he would call all the time.
He like that motherfucker the diamond on the Players Club. Let me ask y'all. Okay, I'm going to ask the lady. Okay, here's another myth. Because he has big hands and big feet. Is this myth true?
No, he's going to have high blood pressure or something. Shit.
I love it.
Motherfucker, you
trick
me.
No, girl, I just didn't take my pills today.
My head's falling.
Well, I thought that you say it's 30 motherfuckers for that. Going to hell for that. But I thought I meant like the lift of the hands and feet. Boy, you is sick. Something's really wrong with you.
All right, well, check this out. We got people listening. If y'all want to join in, you got to push one.
All right,
here go one for you.
Wait a minute, hold on, man. I didn't get my answer yet.
Oh, for that.
All right, so ladies, I mean, is it true? I mean, have you ever got fooled? I mean, is this a myth or what? I mean, the average guy that you'd walk to, I mean, if he got, let's say, 10.5, 11 hands, got big hands, I mean, have you ever been thrown off by it? Or is this a myth or is it true?
I think that's a myth.
So I'm gonna agree.
And that's based on personal experience.
Right, and that's what I'm asking. So you actually seen somebody who wore like a 13, 14 inch. Just like, God damn, your feet just told a totally different story.
Yes. And you remember when you said the pencil? Yeah, that was, oh man, that was a bad experience. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm reared up, ready to go. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, whoa, wait.
Because
I wouldn't get there. And you got a motherfucking 10 inches worth of, where's the rest of it?
So he was at least 10 inches.
Yeah, but so, I don't even want it.
I mean, I'm just asking. I'm just trying to see how the scenario goes. Hmm. I'm just trying to see if it's true. I mean...
Yeah, I didn't.
So it was pretty much just like a pencil.
Yeah. But that was
okay,
only, you know, that was that one time. I don't know.
Okay, well, Janae, what about you?
Yeah, you know, I've just noticed I don't go by that, you know, because I've been with people with, you know, had big shoe sizes and They were just average. You know what I mean? They were average. And then I've had some with smaller. It could have been a 9 size 9 shoe or 10 shoe, and they had bigger dicks. So I don't primarily agree with that.
So that really is just a myth.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's what we're trying to find out tonight. We're trying to expose all these myths. All right, dog. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness, what you were thinking about?
I had to clear my throat. If she doesn't make pleasure noises, then she's not enjoying the sex.
Well, that's for y'all to ask.
Yeah, she gotta do something, man. Something gotta give. A grunt, a pat, a pant, a moan, or something.
I don't know. I mean, it really, it's a question for the ladies, to be honest with you. I mean, if you're not making noises, are you enjoying the sex? Or does that just mean you're just a quiet lover?
I'm with Cass on, you know, you little, maybe little subtle noises or something like that. Maybe not a screamer or some shit like that, but, yeah, if I'm enjoying myself, you know, I'm moaning, so I might not be a noisy moaner, but you hear it. You right there on top of me.
I mean, come on, man. This motherfucker looking up at you with a straight face. No facial expression, nothing. You just,
Looking at her watch.
She just looking. Right. She's not even looking at the watch. She's just looking up at you with a straight face. I mean, mouth ain't moved. Eyes is focused on you. Just looking. Ain't said two words to you, dog. I mean, you wouldn't start feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
And I have to reach down and choke her or something. Bitch, say something. Boom. Smack the shit out of her.
They real sarcastic. Have you ever had somebody that was real sarcastic with their words? You know, they know you want them to say something. So, oh, yes, daddy, yeah. Oh, okay. You know, but it's like they really not into it.
Well, no, I don't know about all that, man.
Yeah, I ain't never had that happen.
I'm not sarcasm.
Oh, no. Here's one.
Wait a minute, hold on, man. Hold on, stop. I mean, dog. I mean, it's like, yeah. I mean, come on, man. You like, I refuse to answer the questions on the ground, I may be incriminated, so moving on. I mean, come on, dog, you got to answer some of these questions too, man.
Hey, man, I'm the moderator. I'm the moderator. I'm just reading from the script.
No, man, come on, man.
Sometimes you got to ad-lib.
Yeah.
All right, I'll add that. Men reach their sexual peak at 18. Women reach theirs at 28.
I don't know. I've been horny since I was 12.
18?
Hey, that's what it say. Men reach their sexual peak at 18. Women reach theirs at 28.
I disagree.
You disagree?
Yeah, I disagree.
Okay.
Wait.
Why do you disagree?
No, I think everybody reaches their sexual peak at different stages. I don't think it's a certain... I don't think I met my sexual peak until my 30s. And I actually feel like there is much more I could be doing.
I mean, do you really think you peaked at 18, though?
I don't. I mean, I don't agree with it. But according to their so-called study, they saying that if you have sex at least once a week, it's good for the relationship. Everybody agree with that?
Agree.
What?
I mean, that's a minimum.
Yeah, that's the minimum.
At least once a week. And not out of quote unquote obligation. It's because we fuck once a week at least.
I concur.
Okay, so once a week is good. More is better, though.
A minimum of once a week. We agree with, but it needs to be more.
All right. Check this out. I'm going to go to the song. We're going to come right back, and we're going to finish this out. We're going to finish. I know he got a million more, so we're going to go to the song, and we'll be right back, man.
While I'm staring in your brown eyes, and this pressure.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. All right, check this out. I got one. I got one for the ladies. Ladies,
mm-hmm.
Is it true that the dark-skinned man, let me see, how can I put this? Is it true that the dark-skinned man is more welded down than a light-skinned guy?
I can't say that.
I'm going to stand up for the dark-skinned brothers.
I'm sure.
But no, seriously, though. No. You know, it's always the black. With us, it's always the black of the berry, the sweet of the juice. And it's like, with y'all, it's always there. Come on, I always hear, like, it's a black Fandango motherfucker, you know. And the pretty boy, he be too worried about how he look. But the black dudes always put it down. Well, the dark-skinned brother. So is that a myth or what?
Well, you know what? I wouldn't say necessarily more or better endowed, but in my own personal experience, better lovers, yes.
I think we go, because I truly believe we go hard. Us dark-skinned brothers go hard.
Well, is it a myth that the dark-skinned brothers are hoes? That's what they say.
I'll answer that later, but we got somebody called in. It was Mother Nature.
Yes, how y'all doing?
What's up, baby?
Hi, congratulations.
Or should I say Mrs. Timer? Congratulations,
that was cute.
Thank
this
you.
Part, this old fucked up family of ours now, huh? All right, like Mother Nature, tonight's topic, we trying to dispel a lot of these sexual myths. So I mean, if you got any, or you know. And wait, to answer you, no, all dark-skinned motherfuckers are not the hoes. The light-skinned motherfuckers is the hoes because they think they the cutest.
I'm just saying, my great-grandmother always said, don't trust them darkies.
Wait, ain't your great-grandmother white or something? Didn't you tell us your grandmother was white? Ain't that, of course she gonna say that. Don't trust them, dog. Don't trust them the brand new niggas over there. Who the hell is she married to, Uncle Ruckus?
Uncle Ruckus.
Oh, that was funny.
Nah, whatever. Mother Nature.
Yes.
You got a myth for us?
No, not really.
No mess. Okay.
I have to think.
I mean, because shit, it's a lot of them out there.
I don't have one that's coming off the top of my head. I have to think about it.
Okay, what about this?
I have some for the guys. So is it a myth that women with big lips suck better dick? I heard that.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It is. That's truly a myth. Yeah, that's true. Cause I didn't have some that you like. But look at your lips. Why'd you hollow mouthing me, baby? Look at your lips. Why am I getting a hollow mouth? And then they don't even like using them. You mean to tell me God put them big motherfuckers on you and you choose not to use them? For shame. Yes, that is true. Yeah, that is a myth.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, I got one. Is it true that women don't learn how to squirt until they get into their late 20s?
I was unaware that that was something you learned how to do.
I mean, well, maybe it took you till you get to your late 20s to learn how to do it. Wait a minute. So That's something you learned how to do. That ain't got nothing to do with us.
That's what I was under the impression that it had something to do with the man, not necessarily a learned procedure. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, no,
I didn't hear what y'all said. I think my phone went out. What y'all said?
Is it true that women don't really begin to do the squirting thing until they get into like they mid or late 20s?
Well, that depends on the man you with. If a man don't know what he's doing and he can't make you squirt,
yeah, that has to do with the age.
I have never squirted except with one person.
Okay.
Well, I have, and to date, that's the only person that's ever put me there.
Okay, now here's one that this is one I've heard from years and years and years, and I'm going to address this one. It says that the skinny girl is deeper than the more thicker girl. I've been hit. You need to get your skinny pussy. That skinny pussy, that bitch is deep. They deep. You can go deep. I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true.
I mean, now don't get me wrong. I have met some slim girls that, you know, you like, oh, damn, okay, you can take it all. Go ahead, girl. But, I mean, any skinny girl, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get lost in that motherfucker. You hit that way, man. What is this bone I'm hitting? I don't know. And if they jump up and get bad on, what you doing? No, wait a minute. You skinny. You supposed to be able to take dick. What's the problem? Why? You only weigh 120 pounds. You supposed to be able to take dick and just straight out.
I think
that's a mess.
Right, because I know it'd be some big girls be like, bring that shit here, nigga. Come on, bring it here. Bring it in. Well, you don't want motherfucker. Push it in there. Push that motherfucker in there. Wait a minute, baby. You ain't supposed to be able to take all this. Oh, yeah. I will go on record to say that truly is a myth. That's a myth. I mean, hey, I've seen it firsthand. So I can honestly say, I mean, but come on now. I know y'all got plenty of myths out there. I mean, come on. Y'all, I'm pretty sure y'all look at guys and I don't know about Mother Nature. You know, she's under scrutiny when she gets on here. Okay, I plead the fifth. The fifth. I'm just messing with you, Mother Nature.
Why do you always want to... There you go.
I'm just kidding, man. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, it's hard. Hey, you my sister now. It's hard. I can't. It's hard to ask you some of these questions. You know, hey, I don't want to be like, hey, man. I don't like the way you asked about how long the dick is. I felt that was inappropriate. Goddamn, brother, I asked everybody the same question. No, but the way you put it to her, it was like, so, Mother Nature, how much dick you pay? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all is sad.
I'm just sad. All right, well, Mother Nature, check this out. I mean, and I'm just going to repeat some statistics that your man said. You can choose not to answer it if you want to now.
Okay.
Well, your man said that technically 4 inches is substantial. Not to say that he said he had 4 inches, but he said 4 inches, you know, is substantial. You know, because it's only four. Y'all only need 4 centimeters in all actuality.
That women only need 4 centimeters.
No,
what?
to get to the climax part is 4 centimeters. So pretty much all you need is 4 inches. Ain't that what you said, dog, about the 4 inches?
Oh, that's not what I said.
But what the fuck did you say?
I said 4 centimeters, man. I don't know where you got the 4 inches from.
Oh, no, I forgot. We was cracking jokes about the 4 inches. Okay. Do you believe that that's a myth or not?
Do I believe that it only... Okay, y'all done lost me.
Yeah, it lost
y'all
me
went,
too.
Y'all done went from 4 inches to 4 centimeters, and...
Either or.
Is that enough?
Is it enough to satisfy you, basically? They say all we need is that much in order for us to climax. So if a man came to us with a small dick, they saying that's all we need anyway. Is that true?
No.
So the size does matter.
No, it's not that the size matters. Does he know what to do with what he got?
Okay, so he could come to you with 4 inches, and as long as he know what he doing with it, you'll be fine.
Right. If you know what he doing with what he got.
I plead the fifth.
That was
the
pause.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Janine.
Since I had that long pause, that was like cricket size.
Hey, she paused like this nigga sitting right behind me, and y'all gonna ask me this shit.
No, because I'm not. No, wait a minute. Hold up. First of all, we ain't talking about my man. Let's get it right. First of all, but I'm talking in general terms.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In general terms, if the person know what they doing, it don't necessarily matter what size they are.
Good answer, good answer. What they say on Family Feud, good answer, good answer. Survey says.
Yeah, I got jokes. I brought that up because, you know, one of my friends, she was talking about that when we was having, because I had drink night, and one of my friends was talking about that, and she was saying that for her, you know, it didn't matter what size the guy was as long as he treated her like she was a queen and he knew what to do with what he had, so that's why I say that. Because some women feel that way.
That's your wife friend, right?
How big he was. Did she say how big
he was?
No,
that was actually my other friend.
But did she say how big he was, though?
No, she didn't. She didn't say how big he was. She just said that.
He got 10 inches.
It don't. Huh?
She opened up with 10 inches. She lied to y'all. She just don't. That's their friend that's trying not to let y'all know about her man.
I'm just not going to tell. No, girl, it don't matter. Because he got a little dick all the way around.
What? No, I didn't hear what you said because somebody else was asking me a question.
No, I was just saying, did she ever say what size he was? Why she said the size don't matter.
Did she say what size her guy was?
Yeah,
she said what size her guy was, but she was mad with hers, and she was saying that that's what she was getting into the subject matter of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But anyway.
I heard somebody say that was your wife friend, wasn't it? That's what I heard.
Right, yeah.
Hey,
okay, well, now let me ask this. All right, this is a myth, and you know, and us as fellas, we hear this all the time, that, you know, that women, I mean, and come on, ladies, let's be honest. Women want they actually want to have fewer sexual partners than men.
They
want
to have what?
Fewer sexual partners. Like, okay, like say for instance, you know, the average man, shit, we all trying to catch Will Chamberlain's record. You know, we feel like we a god if we could caught Will Chamberlain's record. But, you know, you always hear the, I only had sex with you and my baby daddy. But you got six kids. Now, well, I mean, damn. So now, is that true?
I think that's true.
Well,
I agree with that. I'm not feeling like I would
rather be able to say, you know what I'm saying, and mean it. You know what I'm saying? I've only been with a handful versus
Okay, I'm not saying you did do it. I mean, all right, I mean, morally, that probably would be wrong. Morally, it would be wrong to fuck 20 niggas in 2 weeks. Morally, it would be wrong. But now, honestly, y'all think about fucking other men just like we think about fucking other women, too. Right? Come on.
The difference about doing something and physically doing it, exactly. You know what?
Wait a minute, hold on. Let's just say some of y'all don't.
Yeah, some don't. I'm not saying that's for everybody, but a lot of women we can think about having sex with a whole bunch of people. We see people on TV. I want a nice rock. I look at him all the time. Well, fuck him. But
yeah. If you're into that type,
that don't mean we go out and do it. And not to say men do that either, but. A lot of times, if the man have the opportunity to do it, he will more than likely say yes before a woman would. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
agree with that.
Some women are more content with knowing that I can fuck this nigga, that nigga, that nigga, this nigga, versus actually making it happen. Like, I be content knowing shit. I make your shit rise every time I see you, and I don't actually have to even fucking touch you. I'm more content with that than actually having sex with that man.
You gonna fuck
around. Me and y'all wanna feel it, touch it.
Yeah, y'all gotta have it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna tell you like this. You keep walking around me talking about, oh, I just want to make his dick hard. I'm just gonna try to make his dick hard. You don't fuck around and be a victim of date rape.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You just proved the myth right there.
Well, score one for y'all, but you motherfuckers ain't gonna keep doing that to me.
Score one.
Hey, man, how you doing? All right, I got to go. Yeah, all right, why don't you go sit down right there? But I got to go. No, this is bad time. I told you about this shit.
So, that's exactly what we be talking about.
So, well, keep your ass to yourself.
I know that's why.
Don't be sashaying your ass all up in front of you. Ooh, I dropped it. I'll pick it up. All right.
Yeah, you know what? I know someone who says that.
Yeah. It's so much fun. So much fun.
Okay. What in the... what you say, you're a rock fan, huh? You're a rock fan, team?
Yes, I am.
And you will be saying his quote, "What in the blue hell just happened?" This motherfucker that flipped me. This motherfucker that flipped me upside down. And all while I'm riding it. If you're... no, 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 no.
Oh, my goodness.
You motherfuckers ain't going to keep playing with me. I mean, seriously, though, y'all. I mean, come on now. I'm just saying. I me personally. But if y'all said, I go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about this one? That women have less orgasms than men do.
Oh, absolutely true.
And shit, we started at the same time. That's because you trying to hold on. That's your
fault. I ain't trying. The problem is you trying to achieve yours, so you don't really give a fuck where I am. But that's another.
No, sometimes men don't know either.
Sometimes men just don't know. Sometimes I really believe that. I don't think they know really how to make us come sometimes. Some men.
No, hold on. I said
some men.
Everybody
don't know how to have sex. He always trying to take up under me and like his purse. Anybody talk about you?
But yeah, I speak for the masses, all right? I speak for the masses of men that's out there. I'm speaking for the masses. Because, I mean, you got you motherfuckers. Oh, then you got you good line motherfuckers. They didn't already snuck two in.
Ain't nobody speaking nothing.
You motherfuckers speak come like a motherfucker. Y'all sneak come like a mother. Damn, baby, you can't hear. Why you just can't three times already? I mean, just. Man, I mean, yeah, come on, man.
No.
Girl, he made me come three times. I just didn't let him know it.
What would be the point? What's the point in that?
Because y'all got pride like that. Y'all pride is a... Y'all talk about our pride. Y'all, see, y'all don't want us going back there like I beat that pussy up. Y'all hate that. That's one thing. Now, I know he ain't talking about he beat this pussy up. He didn't even do nothing. Yes, I did. Goddamn bitch.
He's personalizing it, but that don't mean other men might not have beat it up. He might not have beat it up.
I'm just talking about
he might not have
faked
it or nothing. He ain't faking it or nothing, and he going back talking shit.
You got my bed looking like you, like we done poured a gallon of water on the bed, and then you talking about some, he ain't do nothing.
How you know
R. Kelly? R. Kelly. You do whatever you want to do. Whatever fluid you let go on you. I better not find out the piss on me, though. You better let that shit out of the squirt. That shit come out of the stream. I'm like, hey, wait a minute, hold on. It smell like ammonia. What the fuck? Oh, bitch, you done did it now.
So is that what y'all look for if it comes out in squirts? How do you know she not squirting and it's not, here?
Well, like I said, you better fool the fuck out of me.
Why would you want to pee on somebody?
He might just have some sweet smelling pee.
Yeah, that shit better smell like a bed of roses.
Oh, man. Drink a lot of water today.
I was just about to say, he better had a whole lot of water. This shit can talk about wait a minute, this ain't no squirt. This ain't squirt. She pissing. And you buy me a new mattress, and you can wash my seat.
Oh, he want me to squirt? Yeah, I'm going to get him to squirt.
That is wrong.
But see, then y'all want to talk about Kales. Y'all want to talk about Kales because he's pissed on the motherfucker. But look, listen to this. Only in Sin City would you get a motherfucker condone pissing on somebody. I ain't asked him to go to shower. I did not ask him to go to shower.
I don't condone anything, but some people do like that. I'm just saying.
People like getting pissed on?
Yeah, people do like get pissed on.
Did y'all hear about his house?
Out there. Did
y'all hear about his
video?
House for sale?
Ooh, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Nobody want that old pissed-ass house.
Did y'all hear about what they said? Talking about it was worth millions, but that's how they took away for all the stains they found in the house.
Oh, see, they ain't shit.
I'm talking about they only bought it for like $100,000. It was like $200,000 or something. They say.
I want to piss on you. Drip, drip, drip.
Yeah, I would be surprised what people would like.
I don't know nobody that like to get pissed on.
I'm pretty sure they're not going to even tell you.
I know, exactly.
I'm pretty sure that he or she is not going to tell you. Mm-hmm.
You're not in the in crowd.
Hell no. I wish a motherfucker would try to piss on me.
Maybe she was maybe she was sleepwalking, dog. Thought she was in the bathroom.
Shit. Better wake your ass up.
Hey, come wake your ass up.
What?
Okay, damn. I'm about to be real nasty, and I know this
is
disgusting.
No, here we go. let it go. Let it go. Please, let it go.
Okay,
let
y'all don't want me to say it. Y'all don't want me to say it.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay,
fuck
I
it.
Won't say it.
Why did you say city? Anything goes.
What does she shit on?
Nothing about shit. No, see,
okay.
I knew it.
I knew that's what it was gonna be.
I knew it.
My friend did that for her man. Well, he was fucking her in the ass. That's on him. You got it for
See, he gambled. He gambled.
That is nasty.
You know, I mean, she should have told him. Look,
is it a difference when you fucking in the ass? Should the woman be on top when you fucking in the ass? She was on top of him.
She couldn't control it.
She had control to get up. Oh, nasty ass.
Maybe she didn't know.
She didn't know.
I mean, it's a dick going in and out of it. You probably think it's a dick going down.
You said an asshole, and neither one of us ever has to worry about that.
Good answer.
Survey says, you better not shit on me.
You got a shit.
I'm serious. If you stay away from my asshole, neither one of us ever has to worry about that.
I bet you that'll turn the motherfucker off. You want to say ass tonight? Hey, yo, motherfucker.
Nah, baby, I'm good. I have enough
of that.
I'm good.
But he ain't asking for no more.
Okay, all right. We done totally strayed away from the conversation because I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about this. This is crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn. Well, that just ain't right. That's wrong on so many levels.
Oh, my goodness.
I would love to know what the fuck he was thinking about.
He's in a real shitty situation.
I mean, just think about it, man. Right at that point, you look down. And you see shit.
It was on his stomach.
No,
his stomach.
She was on top of him.
Yeah, she was on top of him, riding him from the back. And
so
it came out on his stomach, and he put his hands in it.
Okay.
Can
we please go to a song? I don't.
That's Bill right there alone. I'd be like, what the fuck is that Bill? Oh, hell no. All right, you know what? We're going to end this. We go to end that. We going back. We leaving it slow. It's only on Sin City do Janine do this shit here.
Don't say shit.
Yeah, don't say it right. All right, so another myth, and I'm gonna send this one towards you because it's like you're the only one that pretty much can answer this question.
Yeah, because y'all be discriminating against me, but okay.
I mean, if anybody else can answer the question, they ain't admitting that they can. So
okay,
all right. All right, the myth about can a woman eat pussy better than a man? Is that just a myth or is that true?
Oh my goodness. So, well, if it was me saying that, then the answer would be true.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
I had that debate already with somebody. I had to prove him wrong. So, you know, please don't let me have to prove nobody else wrong.
Well, it was just, hey, well, fuck it. The gauntlet's been thrown down. Shalom. God damn it. You motherfucker. You motherfucking punks in Sin City. See, I normally throw this off the Father Time, but Mother Nature on here, so we can't really do that.
Yeah, you can. I ain't going to be offended. Go ahead. Go ahead to him.
You know, usually send him for all the challenges, but we can't.
I think it's a myth, man. I think it's a myth. You know why women think that? Women think that because when you're actually doing it, they think in the head that this is actually a woman that's doing me right now. I think it's psychological.
She's
more turned on because it's an actual woman eating a pussy.
And I'm gonna tell you, I done seen something, and I'm gonna tell you like this. To me, now this is just my opinion. Woman on woman, women are too aggressive with other women. I'd be like, oh, look at her. She's biting it. She just a bitch. Look how hard she's fucking it. Oh, that finger ain't supposed to be in there like that. Come look at what you doing. Oh, you just done told the pussy up. It ain't even no good no more time. But now this woman that, and then my thing is, I'm like, damn, what did you trying to, you know, we could have a contest. I mean, because, shit, I truly believe that we're more sensual when it comes to that. Believe it or not, that's just my belief. Because a woman is like, okay, I know what she want. I know what she want. I mean, but damn, they not even trying to feel your body. They not even trying to feel your body movement or nothing. They just get down there and get the jugging and jugging and jugging and biting and nibbling and damn, girl, take your time. It ain't going nowhere. I'm saying it can't get up and walk away, but it ain't going nowhere. So, nah, since you want to talk all that shit, Miss Janine.
I didn't say every woman. I said me.
I said, hey, did you hear what I said? I wish I had my tap dance shoes on. How long?
Oh, another challenge.
Okay.
Oh,
don't,
no.
Don't get mad. I don't want to hurt your little feelings. Okay.
Uh-oh. When I beat you, I don't want you to running out the room like Florida Evans.
Damn.
He beat me.
Whatever.
Would I be wrong?
Never happened
to,
before.
Would I be wrong to volunteer to be the testee?
Y'all gonna need somebody to try this shit on. I mean, I'm just saying. You say you will volunteer, huh?
Hey, and Cass's words, and Cass's words, Mandy, y'all need a chaperone. I will be there for that.
So funny.
Mm-hmm. I will volunteer myself. Selfishly give myself to this, this test.
I'm finna be like Rocky Balboa. I'm finna. Time, you got my back. I got the train.
He's on the train.
Yeah. Hey, nigga. Hey, y'all need you to be by Apollo Creed. Go, Cam. Go. You just gonna give up like that? I can't do no more, man. Hey, what was his line in there? David Rock, come on.
Yeah, I really do. All
right. Mother Nature, I'm gonna have to take him away. I need to train.
Okay, well, you go ahead on a train.
Yeah. I don't need no training, so you know that is just.
Yeah, see, she copy, dog. Be able to take it a third round.
Yeah,
dog.
I know you think you could take me. Yeah, I know you think you could take me, but they all right. think that. So,
Janine, I'm gonna tell you like this. You remember that one Rocky where the kid thought he was so hot they had that street fight?
Right, right.
And the kid got his ass whooped. All right, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I am very confident.
By the time I need you to hook me up some preliminary bouts.
Oh my goodness.
I need some preliminary bouts, dog. I got it. Hey, I can't go in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
I got you, man. It's all good.
Now, as the testee, I suggest that we practice 2 or 3 times a week until showtime.
This motherfucker, Kim. What I did?
That's just makes perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, and I don't want that same Rocky music, dog. I don't need that Rocky music to motivate. All right.
What you need, dog?
I'm gonna tell you.
I bet the neighbors know my name. Where you screaming, scratching, yelling, bet the neighbors.
That's what I need. You know, when you play that, come on, debit, Cass. Come on.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it seems bad.
You should be good, man. You doing that intensity shit, right?
Wait a minute, dog.
Intensity.
Wait a minute, man. Sunshine just sent the message talking about she... But I can use her for the training dummy. What the fuck? I can be a training dummy. God damn.
Well, you can send a message back that position has already been filled and there will be no necessary other. That role has been filled.
That position has already been filled.
Yes.
Well, I
said, that role has already been cast.
Yeah,
damn it. I don't know about application.
Sunshine, I'm telling you, you're gonna have to set this up with my manager. My manager's gonna set up all my preliminary bouts. Hey, I'm putting all my faith in my manager for the time saying, you know, he's gonna set up all my preliminary bouts. Then
call me, Sunshine, call me.
CityRadio.ding.com. I mean, hey. I gotta see who the contestants are first. So you ain't got no page. I can't do that's one of the requirements. They gotta have a page.
Oh wow, that is entirely too funny.
Come on, shit. We're going to rock and roll.
I'm going to tell everybody y'all both terrible, and then I'm going to get it all anyway. No, they suck. Neither one of them are. They are no good. I'm in the background. Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to say, put out the videotape.
Right.
I have somebody else judge this.
All my preliminary bouts are going on fancityradio.name.com. You got to let y'all know. All preliminary bouts are going on fancy. So if you got a husband, boyfriend, whatever, just know that she was what? Baby, I'm asking him trained.
It was for a call.
Yeah. Training purposes.
It was all for training purposes.
It was four
cars. Baby, I lasted two rounds.
That means, baby, maybe you should step your game up. I'm just saying.
Man, wait a minute. I got messages coming out the woodwork. Everybody want to start training now. Hey, look here. Y'all got to go to Father Time. CityRadio.name.com. Y'all got to set it up with my manager. My manager, he's going to do what's best for me.
Oh, wow.
Well, I done hacked his system, and I'm betraying him, so. Either way it goes, everybody else is getting shut down, okay?
You say you ain't worried about it. You on the show. You getting it firsthand, so they can just sit down, huh?
Yes. I'm here live. I'm sorry. Everybody, right. Y'all messages.
You said they should have been on the show.
Everybody about to push
you
one.
You should have pushed one, baby.
Everybody about to push one.
Right. Anybody want a preliminary match, press one.
Hey.
That's all you got to do.
Should have pushed one, baby. I'm here.
Hey, motherfuckers like, God damn it, I'm at work. Shit. Hey, motherfuckers sitting there looking next to him, seeing their boyfriend like, huh, wish she bugging her.
Oh, and to make things even sweeter, I already got the absolute cranberry, so shit, everybody else is shut down. I can't bear gifts. Everybody else, sit down.
All right, well, I'm going to let y'all know that this will be a Sin City production in conjunction with Whole Face Surprises. So we're going to get some going.
Yeah. All right,
man,
everybody else to get their tickets. They can sit ringside and watch and judge, but I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. Can we sell tickets?
Oh, no.
Tom, I need you to Don King this thing, man.
$10 a ticket, man.
$10? $10, man. We trying to go for the house here.
Oh, man. You can't be greedy, man.
Hey, man,
you got to make it affordable, dog.
Okay, man. This is going to be... This is going to be better than the Rumble in the Jungle.
I'm saying $10 a ticket plus a 40.
Hey, I already got what I'm going to put on the back of my robe. The tongue lashing assassin. Ready, dog.
Besides, if it's affordable, more people tune in.
All right. Mother Nature trying to get her cutting. All right, Mother Nature. He ain't doing shit without me. And I always been like that. I ain't no Mother Nature. Now she trying to get in here. Hey, well, I tell you.
I'm just trying to help you out.
You just help set up some of them preliminary bouts. That's all.
For all of y'all listening, I would like to put a patent pending on the tongue lashing assassin. No one else is allowed to use that. This is our disclaimer. Patent pending.
Right.
It's a Sin City Radio trademark.
Right. Y'all will see the shirt tomorrow. The tongue lashing assassin. On that, I'm on that. I'm going to get me a robe tomorrow.
The tongue lashing assassin.
Right. Got a nice robe.
I know you've been thinking about that shit.
Just came right off the head, dog. Right off the head. That one was right off the head there, baby.
Hey, man, a shout out to Indigo. How you doing, Indigo?
I guess she said, what's up? We just didn't hear her.
No, she in the chat room.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That's my first preliminary bout. You setting it up?
Oh, no, she got to get back with me.
Hey, look at stuff like, motherfucker, I just told you.
I done told y'all, man. Shit. That ain't really Father Time typing. That's me. I done hacked his shit. That's me that said you should call in. That was me, not him.
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know. Somebody offer me two 40s under the table.
Yeah, damn, 40.
Man,
look, I already see. Yeah, he would have Don King me for real.
Look, I got you a case of the eyes, boy. You know what I'm saying? We already look, and I got some
eyes. Look at so they've just been really fucking up.
You got a case?
I got two.
Y'all gotta realize contract. I ain't signed no. Hey, Mick. What you doing, baby?
Oh, yes.
All right, man. I tell you what, I'm gonna put my faith in your hands, dog. You set up my preliminaries. Me and Janine gonna sit down and we gonna iron out the deal. What day we gonna schedule this for? We gonna go to war.
Ain't no war.
Don't bag out now.
Ain't nobody bagging iron. You just already lost. Challenge. No war.
Wow. So it thus starts the trash talking.
No battle is complete without that.
Right. You gotta have trash talk.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we just gotta negotiate a date.
Yeah, I'm saying, I mean, you know, my people gonna get with the damn people and we gonna set this date up.
Well, I put my vote in for tomorrow, please.
Damn.
Damn.
I'm right. Damn.
I was going to say after the show, but I thought that was too soon.
You don't say.
Is that supposed to be the first training session?
Yeah.
Right. Damn. Hey, you ain't even got with my promoter yet. Okay, dog. Man, you're going to have to talk about this before we even get, because, man, look here. I don't need no preliminary bums. And, hey, brother. All my bouts, I cannot have that fish. None of that.
Oh, I got you, man.
By the time he gets to you, looking for his mouth going to be all pad, dry.
Is that because you're going to beat me to the punch? Wait a minute. Now,
yep.
You can't
be going to be all crusty.
You can't be a contestant and a participant. You cheating. You know it's right.
I'm gonna let you know something now. I'm knocking them out the first round, so you know nothing wrong with me.
Yeah.
I'm
with a nickname
off.
Like the tongue lashing assassin, you better. I don't want none going past the first 3 minutes.
Right. Man, I'm taking them out, dog. What, 3 minutes around? I'm knocking them out in the first. As soon as they shake, oh, and she's down, and she's down.
I think I just saw her right leg buckle.
You know she's down when she say, oh, I love you. She down, dog. She down. Don't care out of here.
Oh, my goodness. So sad, so sad.
TLA.
Shit, I'm out, dog. I'm ready. I'm ready for this. I was born ready. Any more trash talking? I ain't think so.
Yeah, she pretty quiet right now.
I
don't have to prove nothing. I already know what's going to happen. That's why y'all the one doing all that talking. That's it. Your mouth going to be fast. That's how you get to the food. I've been exercising the whole time I've been class. You tripping.
Damn. Hey, partner.
He said, you training already.
Okay, dog. I'm just gonna let you promote. I'm gonna need me another manager. I'm gonna need another manager because it's obvious. It's obvious he can't promote and be the manager. Mother Nature got him over there where he can't do nothing.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait. I got to do with this. What you mean I got him where he can't do nothing?
I'm telling you, you're going to have to let him go. You're going to have to let him go for the next, until we set a date. Well, when we set a date, you're going to have to let him fly up out of Minnesota. I mean, I'm committed to this. I mean, that means it's going to be long nights, you know. We may be trading at 1 or 2 in the morning.
I'm better and better all the time.
Hey, we gonna have to frequent, you know, a lot of places, name some contenders. I mean, you know, we gotta get this built up.
Uh-huh.
What's that HBO 24/7?
Uh-huh.
We gotta do Sin City 24/7. Dog, is you down, man?
I'm with it, man.
You with it?
I'm in it to win it, man, 100%.
All right, there we go.
I'm nature. All right,
well, I done prepared a care package. I got sandwiches. I got juice boxes, Red Bulls. I got five-hour energy.
There's going to be a lot of juice boxes around now. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of juice boxes around.
Oh my goodness.
I got towels, wet naps. I got everything we need. I'll set up. I got bibs. I ain't even got to worry about it. I got bibs. I got fruity creams and shit. I'll make it interesting. We'll do all that.
So we just need a date and a venue.
Right. We all hosted at the Sybaris.
Yeah, let's do that.
Shit, tickets got to go up there.
Exactly. <What I told you. laughs>
Hell yeah.
$50 a ticket, nah, shit.
Man, now you talking.
That's just to pay for the room.
Oh, that's what I'm telling you. We got to, hey, that's why we got to set up some preliminary bouts. Got to set the preliminary bouts up, dog.
Well, let's make it.
No. Matter of fact, we're going to get up out of here a little early tonight because I need to talk to my manager. I need to see what's going on. I need to see how we're going to do this. All right, so.
Don't get your practice on.
So, Zanae, you got any last words before we get up out of here? Huh?
Oh, it was a wonderful show. Get all the practice you can. See if I can help you.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a nice try. Thank you. And good night.
Whatever. Look at Stone. Any last words? Or a please, or whatever you finna say.
Not please. I had a good time with y'all. Y'all are all a mess. I love it. And I'll talk to you all tomorrow night.
All right, now, Mother Nature, what about you?
This has been hilarious. I hope you get all your stuff set up. And I will talk to y'all later.
I'm knocking them down, baby. I'm knocking them down. Simon, what's up, dog?
Man, SinCityRadio.ning.com, y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Thank everybody that called in. Just remember, when you call in, if you want to talk, you got to push one. But thank y'all for listening. Thank everybody on the internet.
Right, y'all, check this out. Preliminary bouts. Setting them up for my man. Y'all want, anybody wants preliminary bouts to go? SinCityRadio.ning.com. Hit us up. Hit my man Father Time up. Let's set this up.
Because I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest of all time.
Wah, 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 wah. I'm going to put my address on the site so everybody... Everybody's
going to
go to one address. We're going to be somewhere else. I'm just saying.
All right. All right, y'all. Man, I'm getting tired of talking shit already. All right, y'all. We're going to put it into this. Like I said, SinCityRadio.ning.com. Check us out tomorrow, y'all. Same bad time, same bad channel. All right, y'all. Peace.